A largely black crowd of New Yorkers demonstrated recently to protest the July death of Eric Garner. He died after police put him in a chokehold while trying to arrest him for a misdemeanor. Jumaane Williams is a member of the New York City Council. In 2011, he and a friend, another black man, were shoved around and mistakenly arrested at a West Indian Day parade.
We both ended up in cuffs for about an hour. And I firmly believe and said then, I think if we were of a different hue, it wouldn't have happened the way that it happened.
Williams says that while most police serve honorably, some are biased and express it with over-policing or using excessive force against people of color or the poor.
It's something that we have to look into. And what bothers me about not addressing the race and class, being policed differently, you're invalidating whole communities and the experiences that they had.
The New York Police Department has announced plans for retraining officers in the use of force and community relations. Effective anti-racism training is also necessary, says former police officer Eugene O'Donnell. But he says errors and abuse in policing are not the primary problem.
Not that there's not issues in the police world, but the larger questions of why do we have more laws with every passing year? Why is the authority of the police so broad? Why is it almost impossible to convict police people who are on duty of crimes? Those are legislative and often assisted by judicial and prosecutorial decisions.
O'Donnell says that focusing on police ignores the real issue, the laws, arrest warrants, and sentencing guidelines that funnel people in poor communities, especially minorities, into prison. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, New York.